Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is God's presence. We will return to our devotion after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Rekindling the Fire, written and read by Kyle Norman. I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. My family and I love to watch the show Survivor. We clear our schedules, make some popcorn, and watch the drama unfold. As anyone who watches the show will know, in the game of Survivor, fire represents life. So building a fire is often one of the first things the tribe must accomplish. Furthermore, making fire is also the final challenge of the season. Making fire is perhaps the most important skill that a survivor can have. Despite this importance, making fire is something that people struggle with. Every season, we see people gather their coconut husks and sticks beneath them, and strike their flint relentlessly. They blow on every spark until they are red in the face. This can go on for hours, leaving them exhausted and frustrated. When Scripture says that we are to fan into flame the gift of God in us, I wonder if we picture the fire-making challenges of Survivor. Do we assume that fanning the flame involves exhausting ourselves with trying to whip up this blazing inferno? An inferno that sometimes, oftentimes, doesn't seem to materialize. And with that picture in our minds, do we find ourselves spiritually exhausted or discouraged? The problem, of course, is that this picture assumes that we must start from scratch. We assume that we need to gather the appropriate materials, exert our effort, and create the blaze. Making fire out of nothing communicates that the fire is dependent on our ability or strength. And if a fire does not occur, then there's no one to blame but ourselves. We just need to be better or try harder. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever believed that God's presence and power was contingent on your knowledge, ability, or skill? Have you ever feared that despite your best efforts, you will never be able to earn the fire of God's presence? When Paul urges Timothy to fan into flame the gift of God in him, he isn't calling Timothy to work harder or try more. He's not telling Timothy that he is the one to build the fire. In fact, Paul is saying the exact opposite. Paul urges Timothy to notice the fire of God that is already present in his life. In fact, the word Paul uses literally means to kindle anew. The implication is that Timothy is asked to stir up the flame that is already going, already burning, already moving. Paul wants Timothy to stop looking at all the reasons that cause him to fear, all the reasons that may keep him timid or afraid, and to notice the fire of God that burns inside him. Timothy was a young minister trying to serve God in a time of intense persecution, suffering, and turmoil. It wouldn't be a stretch to believe that there were days where Timothy believed himself to be incapable of the task at hand. Yet Paul encourages him to look to the fire rather than his fear. Paul encourages him to not be ashamed, to not hold back, to walk boldly into the ministry that God called him to. Intersecting faith and life. What causes us to fear? Are we afraid of being rejected by family or friends? Do we fear that our Christian life won't be as perfect or as put together as others? Are we afraid of being hurt by other Christians, by the church, or even by God? Living our spiritual lives in fear is to base our life with God on our own ability. It's just another version of blowing on sparks, trying to create a fire. In the end, we are left feeling empty and exhausted. This isn't God's desire for you. We are to kindle anew the gift of God that is within us. We are to engage the fire of God that is already at work. Our lives are part of the grand story of God's activity. Just as God had previously worked in Timothy's grandmother and mother, God has moved in the people and places of our lives to bring us to this moment. Power of God flows in us, through us, and around us. And so we can go forward in the power and presence of God. The fire of God is present in your life. Just as a pillar of fire led Israel through the wilderness, the fire of God will direct your path. Simply step forward into the places where that fire leads you. Follow the leading of the Spirit and do so boldly. God didn't place in you a spirit of fear, but one of power, of love, and self-discipline. There is no telling what God will do when we allow God's fire to move within us. For further reading, read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, and Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 through 29.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercool, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.